Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast. We are an odd bunch of people. I am Dusty Angel. And to my right, I got my boy Robert. What's going on, Robert?
Not much.
And to his right, we have the beautiful Destiny. How are you,
yellow,
Destiny?
Yellow, yellow.
And to her right, we got the beautiful Michelle Fanera.
Howdy there, people.
Welcome, 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 all of our oddcasters out there. We are an odd bunch, and we like to throw our thoughts out there and see what the audience thinks about our crazy, crazy brains, because the world is crazy, right?
It's insane.
There's some
crazy,
nutty, nutty stuff going out there.
I always say that. The world amazes me sometimes.
Every single day, it seems like. We're going to talk about that on the news later, but we just got done eating some Chinese takeout.
Yeah, it was good.
Like it? Yeah, it was great.
I love orange chicken.
Cool. And since
I love the orange chicken strips.
Yeah.
The orange chicken strips.
It was a little sweet for me.
No, the orange chicken and also the, you're going to think this is weird, but the water chestnuts.
Dude, those are my favorite, dog.
I love those.
Water
things.
Chestnuts
I've
with chili.
Never had them.
Nice. Yeah. We love it. So we got our fortune cookies here, and since this is, you know, our first official show with the name, you know, we figured why not all of us, you know, let's open up our fortune cookies and whatever that fortune cookie. Remember when, you know, when we used to play the game where you read your fortune cookie and you'd add in bed at the end?
Right, yeah.
Well, yes. We're going to open ours and we're going to add on our show at the end.
Ah.
So whatever it says, we're going to add on our show, and that's going to be our official fortune. So I hope you guys picked a good fortune cookie.
I hope so, too.
All right. Yeah.
I didn't get to pick. It just was handed
yeah,
to me.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's the fun of it.
It was.
So I'm going to go ahead and open mine. You know, I'll go ahead and crack mine open. This is the fortune of Dusty Angel on this show. Will it be a bad one or a good one?
Let's find out.
I hope it's good.
Hope you get good lottery numbers.
Ooh, I know. That's the best. All right. You love the spotlight. Become an entertainer.
On our show.
Oh, on our show.
Oh, okay. I kind of like that. That describes me well.
Now, the fortune cookie is telling you to step up your game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I better do it, damn it. Okay, that's it. What do you got, Robert?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right, I already opened mine a few seconds ago, so
okay.
I'm a little more prepared. All right, here we go. It says, be adventuresome. Try a new look.
On our show. Okay. All right. So cowboy boots and a fedora.
I don't know about the fedora. Cowboy boots don't bother me though.
Oh, okay.
You
it's
need
interesting.
The fedora.
Yeah. They give me about an inch or two in height.
What do you got, Destiny?
I got your dreams will come true when you least expect it. On our show.
Oh shit.
That was a good one too.
Yeah.
Triple anal. That was her dream. Wasn't that your... There you go. You got it. You're lucky.
Wow. I can only imagine how much that would hurt.
And what do you got, Michelle Fanera?
You enjoy a trip to the Orient
on our show.
What?
So apparently I'm going to China.
So, whoa. No, Orient, first of all, is in Japan. Let's get started with that. Am I not mistaken?
No.
That's
I
true.
Think,
that's
I could
true.
Be wrong.
Well, the Orient is like Asia.
See, but remember, this was a Chinese restaurant. So that's why I'm assuming they assume China.
Oh, yeah. True.
I think it just means Japan and China, I think. I would think.
Okay,
that's
that works.
Think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that means our show is going to be international. That's like a very, very good sign,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
I think we all got good fortunes today.
Cool. That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect.
Definitely.
That was
good.
Fun.
I like that. So you guys want to go ahead and get into some news, because I there's a lot of crazy, crazy shit going on out there. And before we play our game, you know, to let the crowd know who we are, the Oddcast, let's do a little bit of news. Oh, yeah. Now, just a few things I want to talk about. There's been some assholes in the news this week. And what I want to do is I want to touch on the assholes, you know, of the week. Every week we're going to have an asshole of the week show. There's been some dumb assholes out there that have been causing some stupid ass shit going on. We're gonna start with basically the top news story of the week. I'm sure you guys have heard about what happened in Fort Hood, Texas.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dateline Fort Hood. 13 people killed, 31 wounded in a shooting at Fort Hood Army Base on November 5th. The gunman, Major Malik Nadal Hassan, shit, that scares me just saying it.
Numinal ultra microscopic. Oh my God.
is alive and in a hospital and is in custody. The attack happened at around 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, with Hassan firing two handguns. Hassan is a mental health professional from Virginia and was about to be deployed.
Wait a minute. So he's a mental health guy.
Exactly. He
I'm
was a
sure
mental
he's
health
not
guy.
Mental.
And he went crazy.
Well, they usually have the most problems. The ones that help mental people are usually more fucked up than the people they help.
That's just bullshit.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But the thing is, he was... This is the crazy part. He came out screaming, apparently right before everything happened, he said, Allahu Akbar, and just started firing into the crowd. He really, yeah. So they're trying to say, they're trying to tie it to some terrorist stuff. I don't know. I think the guy was just fucking nuts, and he just started shooting up some people. I don't know. But whatever it is, it really pisses me off.
You know what? I gotta get a sound drop for every time we have an Arab story.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of those... La, 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 la.
Oh my God!
So what did you scream? Ollie, Ollie, oxen free?
Tutti frutti? Wampa, baloo, bamba, bamboo.
Oh my God! We love our Arab guests out there, because they're really not. The majority of the Muslim community is really peaceful. It's like a few assholes that are really fucking
you know that's,
it up
that's
in the
actually
community.
True.
No, they really are. The
I know, right? I'll tell you why. Because I used to shoot weddings.
Uh huh.
And it wasn't just any
weddings. Oh, yeah.
You used to shoot at weddings?
No.
Wait, what?
Shoot pictures.
Oh,
shoot
okay. Pictures. Okay, gotcha.
They were, those were Indian weddings.
Well, here, I'll make it sound better. I'll rephrase it.
Okay.
I used to shoot Arab weddings.
Okay.
Well, not really Arab. They were Indians mostly, but there are also Indian Muslims.
Okay.
And they were not bad people.
No, dude, they're so cool. They're really peaceful. I live in Cerritos, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Artesia, which is Little India, literally, in L.A. They're known as Little India. These people are so fucking cool, man. All they
sometimes.
Do is... No, they're cool. They just want to thread
they looked
your,
at me weird.
No, they just want to thread your eyebrows and fucking get on with life, dude.
If they know you, or, you know, they're acquainted with you, like how I was the photographer, so I was, you know, I was there for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Then they're hospitable, because... You're in their circle for the moment.
Okay.
But if you're just walking on the street, they're not always the friendliest people.
Yeah, that's true. Do you notice that, like, is it me, or do a lot of Indian guys wear the slacks with the running shoes, like the New Balance?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, wait, am I tripping or is it just me? Slacks with the New Balance?
Oh, my God.
What's up with that look?
I will tell you this because,
not a good look.
Because I used to work, I worked with this guy for a year. So, you know, I got acquainted with Indian culture and you know, the Muslim culture as well, and it's not uncommon for them to dress that way at a wedding.
It's a weird.
I see him dancing.
This is the only kind of wedding.
New Balance.
True.
It's the only wedding that I know you can go to wear that kind of attire or wear sandals with crusty feet.
With look like you've been kicking powder all fucking day, right? Literally kicking powder all fucking day, but
the Indians were the nicer people.
Yeah,
the Indians
they're cool, man. I personally like them. I haven't met an Indian that I
with
don't
their
like.
Six toes and shit.
They're cool people, but this one asshole who's fucking it up for the Muslim community. I mean, I don't know what you guys think personally, but I'm a type of guy like I think we should just. Basically, I think they should put this guy in general population in L.A. County and just see how many people fuck him up every day. Just throw him in general public.
If that wasn't
drop
cruel
him off, yeah.
and unusual.
Off. That would be perfect, right? Like, yeah. Seriously.
Just seriously. Like my theory
should
for...
should do a reality show on that.
Exactly. My theory for like the death penalty should be your punishment fits your crime. So if
exactly.
If you blew somebody up in a bomb... You know, fucking, your punishment is a new limb blown off every day until you're gone.
See, In a perfect utopia.
Yeah.
No, dude, you're smart. I mean, in a perfect utopia.
Imagine if that was your punishment, how much less likely would you be to commit that kind of crime?
Exactly, right? Dude, see, we need to run for president and vice president, because this is bullshit what's going on here. Our country's getting too fucking lenient. We're having people on death row for 11, 12 fucking years, wasting taxpayers' money, all this bullshit, when we can just fucking an eye for an eye. I don't know. I go back to the Old Testament.
But how do you think Barack Obama's doing?
But you know what? It's been a year. It's been 1 year, literally. Remember this time last year?
I like Barack Obama.
And I don't feel any different.
What did I call it before?
Any change? You feel any change?
Banaka Lama. No. Yeah, that's what it was.
Banaka Lama. Yeah. I don't know. You know what?
Like the Dalai Lama? He or was something? I don't know.
Obama.
He was handed.
Did you ever watch that show? The David Alan Greer show?
No. On the Comedy Central. Yeah. Yes, I did.
You remember? Yes, I did. The security screener at the airport, that little sketch.
Yes.
That lady, every time she said Barack Obama's name, she would say it differently, and it would be some kind of other kind of parody.
Like, yeah.
Banaka Rama, Bataka Baba Mama.
Exactly. Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. But
that was funny for me.
But I don't know. He was handed a load of shit, and he was asked to make a fucking beautiful sculpture out of it. The country was in shit a year ago, and it's still in shit now. It's been a year. There's no change, personally.
It hasn't been quite a whole year.
No, it's literally... And well,
you got to remember, he walked into...
It was November, since he got elected. Since he got elected. But he got sworn in at what? January.
He didn't actually start doing his job until almost February.
Yeah, okay. So what happened?
He gets a little leeway for that.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't really... in charge of making decisions until February.
Until exactly true.
But I think he's been doing a good job.
Uh-huh.
I think he's on the way there, but it's not an overnight process.
No.
And I think people are expecting
way
too much, way too fast.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I personally would much rather have him than that other.
Look at all the red tape he's going through with this fucking public option shit.
Yeah.
You know, that actually got passed this morning.
Yeah, it did.
It got passed in the House. Now it's got to go to the Senate.
Yeah, but it got passed. And the good thing is, it's the Catholic perspective, because they're not going to use any federal tax dollars for abortion.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it works, but it only passed by one Republican vote in the House.
I don't care, man. It passed.
What is it?
It's the public health option.
I love it how you're so in tune, Destiny.
I know. I'm sorry.
What are we talking about? What have you been talking about for the last 6 months?
I'm so lost. What's going on?
The public health option is Obamacare. Basically, Obama's going to make a government health plan so that kind of like Medi-Cal would be.
But for everybody.
Not just because you're poor.
Yeah.
Just because you're an American.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Yeah,
and...
The top 1% of people in this country who pay 80% of the taxes are pissed off at that.
Well, it's not me.
Not exactly.
Not me either.
So I'm all for it. If you're a kid, there should be no kid under 18 who's without health care.
You know, and I almost had to go to an emergency room.
Uh-huh.
And because my insurance didn't cover like emergency rooms, or like I had a high copay,
uh-huh.
They almost charged me like $5,000. For one emergency room visit.
What?
$5,000.
Or they would have, but
yeah,
I left.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't stay for the whole visit, all I did was get triaged. You know, I went in there, took my blood pressure, took my heart rate and all that good stuff. And just for that, they sent me a bill for $50.
Wow. Yeah. That's bullshit. That's our healthcare system for you.
$50 versus $5,000, that's...
A big difference. But if I didn't stay for my visit.
I know. Yeah. Thank God you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're insane, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know who's to blame for that?
This
Bush? Fucking Malik Nadal Hassan. That's who's to blame for that.
It's all his
fault. Asshole. So he's. I think he's the number one asshole of the week, personally. Is this guy who went in there and fucking killed 13 people and wounded 31.
Yeah, nobody's topped that this week.
No. Well, there's a guy who come close. There's a second. Basically, really there's a second close. Asshole of the week who I want to talk
runner
about.
Up.
Do you have wireless internet?
Yeah, I do. I'm so 2009.
Why didn't you tell me? I could have fucking tapped into
hello,
that shit.
I'm so 2009. Go for it. Tap in. So the second asshole of the week personally is this dickhead in Cleveland who had all these chopped up women's bodies.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So here we go. Dateline Cleveland. Four more bodies and a skull have been found at the property of a Cleveland man who has now been charged with aggravated murder, rape, and kidnapping. Tuesday's discovery brings the total to 10 bodies so far at the home of 50-year-old Anthony Sowell. Police Chief Michael McGrath said that the additional bodies were found in Sowell's backyard. The skull was found in a bucket in the basement. Authorities do not know whether the skull belongs to an 11th victim, said police spokesman Lieutenant Thomas Stacho. Sowell, who is in jail, was charged Tuesday with five counts of aggravated murder and rape, felonious assault, and kidnapping. And this guy's been to jail before for rape.
I don't know.
That's why they shouldn't let rapists out.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
No, exactly.
Because then they go John Wayne Gacy on people.
Yeah, seriously.
That is why I'm a firm believer, you know, if you're not like statutory rape, I don't think would count.
I
wouldn't count it in the category. But, you know, like child abusers, molesters, you know, violent rapists. I think those crimes should get chemical castration.
Yeah, that would help. You know what? Next, no, we really need to think about this. In 12 years, we need to run for president and vice president. I'll be either or. I'm not a picky man. I don't need to be in charge.
We already got the first half black American man.
I'll be the second.
House.
I'm not a hater. I'll be the second.
I could be the first Latino.
Exactly. And I'll be the first vice president, black half black white.
Half the country is Latino.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
I got this one in the bag.
Dude. Now it's a Latino.
It's all about the Latinos.
Now we just got to get them to vote.
American.
So this is the second asshole of the week, second a hole who has basically corrupted our country. I mean, who's killing 13 people and stuffing them in their house and all that shit? What's going on?
John Wayne Gacy did it first, so I think he's a copycat. This dude.
Yeah.
What about Dahmer?
Dahmer.
Didn't Dahmer come after Gacy?
I don't know, but I know.
That would be something to Google.
I'm really bad on my serial killer trivia.
You know which one I remember? I don't know. You're probably closer to my age, Robert, but do you guys remember the Night Stalker?
A friend of mine, her grandparents were killed by the Night Stalker.
I'm only in my early 30s. I'm 31 years old, but I remember the Night Stalker. He was the scariest fucking shit in L.A. Like, everybody was afraid of the Night Stalker.
I saw that
Wasn't
on the
that
news.
In the 70s?
Yeah. No,
Mr.
Fuck.
Richard Ramirez. No, it was early 90s.
Early 90s. Really? Yeah. It was only about 15, really? 16,
late
80s, 17
early
90s. Years ago. Yeah.
I wasn't socially conscious back then.
Yeah. I was very fucking afraid of the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez.
Oh, I do not even
people
remember
in LA that. Who are over 30 will remember that.
I remember it, and I'm not 28 yet.
Yeah, see?
I'll be 28 soon.
Yeah, he was...
I just saw it the other day on TV.
Yeah, see?
Someone brought it up.
I know about him.
Yeah.
I know about it, but I didn't realize it was not that long ago.
Yeah, no, it was about 16, 17 years ago. What freaked me out is he, like, killed somebody in Whittier or some shit like that, and that's, like, 8 minutes away from me. So that's what really, like, fucked me up. I'm like, oh, shit, he's killing people around here. I'm in Bell Gardens, and he's going to fucking come here and shoot me. No, it was a crazy time.
There was another one, the Hillside Stranglers. Those were pretty crazy, too.
That was before my time.
Those guys were in Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock, California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, I'm not familiar. Where's that?
Glendale.
Okay. I'm an East Sider. But
really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of bad with cities. I don't.
Yeah, know. Me too. Yeah,
I've always
too.
Got like these misconceptions where things are.
Yeah, me too.
I've been to Eagle Rock. Don't know where it's at though.
Yeah,
Eagle Rock is just a fancier name for Glendale with a 323 area code.
Oh God, nice. That's for all the people who haven't been to LA. And I live in LA, and I don't even know where Eagle Rock or Glendale is.
I did not know it was near Glendale.
Yeah, so I don't know. But basically, those are the two assholes of the week that I wanted to talk about in the news. I wanted to touch on them because they were the major assholes who just really stood in my mind. And basically, I don't care what happens to them. I hope something bad happens to them, and fuck them. Really?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you.
That's the news, ladies and gentlemen. Ta-da. Thank you. So, the first few shows, we're going to do some get to know you type things because we don't know each other. And the audience doesn't really know each other. I mean, us, we all met, honestly, within the last couple of months. But for some reason, we kind of clicked and we said, you know what, let's do this. We realized we were all four crazy, interesting, odd people.
Yes.
Right? So,
hence the Oddcast.
Exactly. Exactly. So our first few shows are going to be get to know you type shows. So we can know the audience can know us, and we can get to know each other.
Put us on blast shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to get real, real deep tonight.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, the other day we had our Tupperware bucket of questions, whatever you want to call it. Now we're going to play a little game called Two Lies and One Truth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to go in a circle, and all of us are going to tell two lies and one truth. And all of us have to guess which one is the truth.
My brother's going to know, though.
You think
so? Well, I don't get to guess yours.
Yeah, I don't think I should guess his either.
You think so?
We know each other.
Okay.
I
you guys get that deep,
though? You can still play with us. Yeah. You can still play along.
Yeah.
We can play with you guys.
Yeah. You guys get, yeah. Do you guys get deep, though?
We'll play with you guys. See, we'll be a team.
Okay.
Desi and I will be a team, and then you and Desi can be a team.
Okay. Actually, that's a good idea. Actually, that's a good idea, Michelle.
Good revision.
That's actually a perfect idea.
It'll take a lot less time that way.
I have a brain in my head somewhere. Wow, it comes out once in a while.
So, yeah, let's definitely do that. Let's go ahead and I'll start. Fuck it. Why not? I'm going to tell you guys.
So, me and Desi will
And you guys, you guys have to guess which one is the true story.
Right.
And which two are the lies?
How deep are we? How
do we get a lifeline?
Nice.
Do I get a phone call?
I mean, do I just tell you?
How deep are we getting?
Yeah, do I have to like tell you the whole story behind it, or just tell you what I
mean? I guess if we ask, you know, we'll probably want to touch on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, but for the beginning, we'll just name the three of them, and you guys have to guess which one is the truth.
Okay.
And then me and Michelle will guess which one of you guys is the truth also.
Got it.
All right, cool. All right, so we're going to start. And see, personally, I think you learn more about people from their sexual experiences.
Oh, God.
And I've had some pretty crazy sexual experiences in my past.
I think you just like talking about sex.
Yeah, I do. It's, you know, it's my top favorite
talking topic. I'm boring.
I'm pretty fine talking about your guys' sex. Okay. I just don't want to hear about hers, my sister's, and I don't want to talk about weird. Mine.
That would be very, very weird. That would be
pretty much.
I mean, so sex talks isn't out of the question. Uh-huh. It's just don't ask us the questions.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you guys some things about my sexual past because I think I'm a very open guy. So I feel you're going to get the best. You're going to know the most about me from my sexual past. So let's start. Three things. Which one is the truth? A, I once had sex with a 70-year-old woman.
Wow.
B, I once had sex with my first cousin.
Oh, wow.
Or C, I once had sex with a 400-pound women's professional wrestler.
Ooh.
One of those is true. Two of those are not.
I'm going to go... Wait, what was the first one?
I had sex with a 7-year-old woman.
Okay. Is this where we start asking questions about the story?
You can... Whatever you think.
Who
just from what you know of me from the last couple of weeks, what do you... off the top of your head, which one would you think would be the truth?
I'll say 7-year-old woman.
Okay.
70-year-old woman, first cousin, and 400
But you know what? First cousin can actually happen.
400-pound professional women's wrestler.
Mm. Okay, well, how old were you when you slept with a 70-year-old woman?
I mean, you know.
That's a lie.
Yeah, no.
Next
one. No, I'm thinking, I can give you, I can throw some numbers out there. Let's say 19.
Okay.
I'm
going to say the middle one.
Yeah.
Which one was that? The cousin?
Your first cousin.
Yeah, really? Okay.
First cousin.
That's what you think also, Destiny? Okay. Wrong. I once had sex with a 7-year-old woman.
Wow. Damn.
Were you really 19?
Yeah, I was 19 years old. I worked for a rental car company. We're not going to give them free advertising, but she was in town on vacation. And I helped her get a very, very nice vehicle. She really, really loved her vehicle. It was a convertible, a Sebring, actually, from what I remember. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to go for it. And I said, you know what? If you're not doing anything, if you're not doing anything, give me a call. So I shot her my number, and she called me like 3 hours later.
And, are you serious?
Went in and banged it out.
Did she look 70?
No, she was actually pretty fucking hot. She really was.
Okay, now let's play Guess the Race on this one.
Okay, go for it. Oh, go for it. You guys would be pleasantly surprised, I think.
I say Mexican.
Okay.
I'm going to say black.
No, she was Mexican.
Ah. I'm good. I got these ones all she right last show, too.
From New Mexico, actually.
I know my races.
She was from New Mexico. 505. I'll never forget that.
Wow.
Yeah.
70 years old.
Yeah, and I was 19. True story. Okay. On my life.
Okay. Any differences?
I couldn't be too rough. I do remember that. I was asked to not, you know, not to bang it out too hard. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Wow.
Hey, we're learning. Hey, you know, we're throwing it all out there. We got to let the audience know what's up.
When you gave her your number,
I was just a horny 19-year-old guy. Like, fuck it.
She like flirting with you at first or something?
She was giving me that, hey, honey. And yeah, you know how the older ladies say honey and darling and shit like that. Yeah. And that just did it for me.
Okay, so wow. Obviously she's not a cougar. So what is she then?
She's a snow leopard.
Dude, she exactly.
We learned that today.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was a snow leopard, and the carpet matched the drapes. Let's just say that.
Actually, being that old, I would probably say she's more like an abominable snowman.
No, she was actually shaved, believe it or not.
She was down.
Yeah, she was shaved. She was shaved. Yep, she sure was.
I think I just made up a new term.
Probably made her day, didn't you?
Made her
so
year.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So let's see, what do you think? Robert or Desi? Who should we go with, Michelle?
Let's go with Desi.
Desi, all right, cool.
Okay. Let's see.
Two lies, one truth.
I once got lost in Mexico by accident and ran into the donkey show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have my nipples pierced.
Wow.
Or I got my tongue pierced when I was 16.
One of those is true, and two of them are lies. Michelle, I'll let you go first. What do you think?
What? Oh, sorry. I was lost for a second.
They're sharing a microphone, and Destiny forgot to let Michelle talk.
Yeah, it's okay. I think it's the getting your tongue pierced when you're 16.
See, I'm going to go with that's too easy of a one compared to the other two. Because having your nipples pierced is a big step, and walking into a dong show is a big step.
About my sister, the nipples aren't too far-fetched.
So, yeah, and she has a lip piercing. So I'm going to go with the most oddball one of the bunch, and I'm going to say you walked into a donkey show.
Michelle was right.
Gotta go with the easy ones. Gotta go with the easy ones. So you got your tongue pierced at 16.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you didn't ask your mom.
My mom took me.
Oh, see, that's even better.
It's because I had good grades and
You should have put that part in. My mom took me. You guys know mom.
Yes. See, I could have believed that because I do know
Michelle
mom.
Would have known that.
Yeah, we
know
I would have been like, yeah, that's the truth.
If you don't know mom, go to Pod Stew. And what show is she on?
She's on the last show we just put up, show number 9.
She's in show number 9. Check out mom. She's quite a character. She's going to be on our show too.
She was quite a character.
I think we're going to have her like as a woman on the street. We're going to like have her go up to people and like ask them questions and shit like that.
Oh, she could so do that.
I think she would. I think that'd be great. So, okay, interesting. Okay, so we learned something about Desi tonight. Michelle, let's go on to my girl Michelle. Let's learn a little bit about her.
Okay,
This is interesting because I never would have guessed that she was a fucking black belt either.
Exactly. Michelle, ladies and gentlemen, is a black belt. She's been studying karate for 20 years, and she will kick anybody's ass out there.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
Have I told you that, you know, we're good friends?
Dude,
please don't ever
hit
me.
I like you, girl.
We're good.
I got that money I owe you, too.
Yeah. He actually went back to the gas station just to get it. He almost forgot, and he's like, oh, I got to get her money.
She'll kick my ass.
He was afraid of you.
Well, you know what's sad? You wouldn't be the first guy that's afraid of me. but None of mine are about kicking ass. So, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We understand Michelle is she's sort of our anchor. She keeps us anchored. She's our balance. So let's see what the balance is.
So I'm going to do. Okay. I have gone all over the world. I went cross country when I was 15 and broke my tailbone in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And I am from Canada.
Nice and PG. Canada, I like that.
Okay. Can you repeat them one more time, please?
Sure. I have gone all over the world.
Uh-huh.
I went across country when I was 15 and broke my tailbone in Missouri.
Ooh, okay, that's the second one. The first... Okay.
Yeah.
And I am from Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to say you're from Canada.
All right, A.
I'm going to say that you broke your tailbone.
Robert's right. I broke my tailbone in Missouri.
Wow.
And since my dad was driving,
thanks for letting me guess.
Yeah, no, you don't get to guess because you're on my team.
Oh shit, I forgot the game. See, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you know. What?
That's why I'm the anchor.
Oh, see, exactly. Thank you, Michelle. That was great. You just pulled me back in. That's horrible, isn't it? I was so out in the sea.
Which one were you thinking, though?
You know what? I was thinking. I was personally thinking the Canada one. I thought the Canada one. For some reason, she's at Canada. And I was like, oh, she's from Canada.
Yeah, no.
Canada, eh?
I broke my tailbone in Missouri.
Wow. Did that hurt? Because when I fall on my tailbone, that shit hurts.
That hurt so bad. I actually ended up falling down a flight of stone steps outside of a hotel room.
Oh, shit. Because
my older brother was not helping my dad with luggage, and my dad was getting really pissed. So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll help.
You should swap stories with Whitman.
Yeah,
he falls. Except the difference is like... You know, mine was when I was 15.
Oh.
And you're kind of, you know, like when you're 15, you're allowed to be really clumsy and fall down a whole flight of stairs and then just kind of sit at the bottom and start laughing.
Oh.
And then
with the broken tailbone.
Yeah, with the broken tailbone, just start laughing. And then all of a sudden, have your dad come up to me and go like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm hysterical.
What's the healing procedure on that?
There's nothing they can do. You sit on a freaking donut. And you know what sucked?
What?
School started 2 weeks after I broke my tailbone.
Are you serious?
So I had to go sit in a desk.
How long did it take?
6 weeks. 6 to 8 week healing process.
Okay. Just something that I remember, because I'm a weirdo like this. I'm sort of a stalker. Now, I looked on your MySpace page, and I know people haven't been on their MySpace pages in like a fucking year, right?
I'm on every day.
Literally. Oh, you are. Okay. Religiously. You're one of the only ones. I saw a broken leg or a foot or some shit like that from a couple years ago.
Yeah, fractured my ankle.
How many fucking bones have you broken?
Four.
Damn, dude.
I've never broken a bone.
That's four more than I've broken.
I've broken my tailbone, my left ankle. I chip fractured it. I've broken my right pinky, and I have broken my left middle finger.
Nice. Were you flipping somebody off? Or?
No, this one was a stupid martial arts accident.
Oy.
Actually, the right pinky was a stupid martial arts accident, too. And then the ankle was me just being an idiot and going to my friend's apartment and trying to leave to go get ice cream. And last step. No lights outside at all, so it's kind of the landlady's fault. And I just, that last step, just rolled it and fell. And the next thing I knew, I was like, I'm just on the floor. I'm like, I can't get up.
Damn.
I thought I was sprained for 3 weeks, though, so I was trying to box.
Were you that
for
calm?
3 weeks?
Serious? Never.
Didn't it hurt?
It hurt like hell. I started yelling.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Wow. That's
no, I have a very high tolerance for pain. I've also had a shoulder surgery, too.
God damn,
Michelle.
Yeah, you're Transformer and shit.
Dude, that's why I feel like I'm a 95-year-old sometimes.
Dude.
Oh, man.
All right, Robert, what about you?
Oh,
let's
okay.
go. Let's it's move on turn. To Robert.
All right, okay. Let's see. I went skydiving, actually, a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
I totaled my car on my way to my birthday party and still made it to my party.
Okay.
And I won a $2,000 jackpot on a penny slot machine at Circus Circus in Vegas last year.
As opposed to Circus Circus in Hawaiian Gardens.
I know the answer.
I'm going to personally go with you crashed your car on the way to a birthday party.
Okay.
Just because I know your sister and that just kind of sounds like something that would run in the family.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's the one I was going to go with.
Go for it. Hey, let's
I'm going with that one, too. There's
nothing wrong with, yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that.
I'm
totally going with that. Because that's something I would do. Totally just crash my car.
Fuck that. I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Damn, dude. Get me to my fucking birthday party. Exactly. That's what I would be doing.
I'll pick the car up tomorrow.
Maybe a couple years ago.
So you did crash your car. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah. Well, I was a new driver, of course. I had only been driving for 4 months, and I was coming down a two-way highway,
uh-huh.
a street, with intersections and stuff, and I was on the far right lane,
uh-huh.
and the light was turning yellow, and other people on the other lane next to me already stopped.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were slowing down and stopping, and there was nobody in front of me, so I was going to go for the yellow light.
Uh-huh.
And as I was doing so, this car was making a left on the same yellow light,
uh-huh.
and didn't quite pass me. And we, yeah.
That's where it happened.
Broke that car.
Nice. Oh, Jesus. So how did that lead to you actually making it to the party?
Well, my car still ran.
Oh.
Dang.
Did his? So you were driving an American. You had to be driving a 70
Pontiac.
I knew it. Those are the only cars that last. You crash a Pontiac, you still make it to the party.
Yeah.
I lost my bumper to my brand new car the first 2 weeks of having it.
Now that was like a cheap. Was that a cheap? That was like a Japanese.
That was
car.
That was a night Kia. Out in as a Kia. Yeah,
exactly, a Korean car, which is fucking worse.
New Year's Eve, 4 a.m. Lost my bumper, got into an accident.
Exactly. See, but you never lost a bumper. You will never lose a fucking bumper.
I lost a bumper. My fender did fall off. but the here's the funny part about it. I was on my way actually to pick my friend up
uh-huh.
to because she was going to come with me to my birthday party. So I had to continue to pick her up. But before I did that, I had to go across the street where my fender lies
uh-huh.
and pick it up and stick it in my back seat because it was still good. I could attach it.
Don't uh-huh. you hate it when that happens? God. When it's just there and it falls off and
yeah.
then...
So I put it in my back seat, and then I had to go.
Not again!
Damn it!
I had to go to my friend's house still. I had to uh-huh. go pick her up. This is when I got there. Because I was just like, "What happened?" My fucking front of my car is all fucked up. And I got my fender in my.
You're back like, "Don't worry about it, bitch. Let's just roll. Hop in."
Get out of
like,
here, yo!
I was like, "I had an accident." But if we hurry, we can still make.
We can still make the movie. We can still make Blair Witch Project.
It was my birthday party.
Oh yeah. Nice, I like that.
What friend was that?
Huh?
What friend was that?
Cheryl.
Oh.
That was so funny.
All right, I guess I'll go next. Wait, is it my turn to run? Well, we already went around once.
Your
huh?
turn,
okay.
Man. Yeah, your turn.
All right,
I
back to the sex
more.
Topics.
I don't have any more, so I hope.
Oh shit!
Well, you got some time to think.
All right, well, you know what? I'm gonna throw. I'm gonna throw some more. Out there because I'm the out there guy. I'll let the world know about me, sexually, of course. All right, here we go. I once had sex with a blind girl. I once had sex with a deaf girl. I once had sex with an amputee.
This is a start to a very funny joke.
Wait, before you guys guess, what are you doing, dude? Are you hanging out with Helen Keller and and Lieutenant Dan from
Forrest Gump? I told you guys I've had some interesting. I have an interesting past.
All right, we're good now.
A very interesting past, and I'm not afraid to let it all out. So. Let's see, a deaf girl, a blind girl, or an amputee. What do you guys think?
I'm going to say a blind girl.
Okay. Why would you say blind girl? Because
he took advantage of an old woman, now blind on the spot. No, I don't mean like he took advantage. Just joking.
What do you think, Robert?
Okay, blind girl, deaf girl, and amputee. I'm going to say... If you can sleep with a 70-year-old woman, I'm going to say you slept with an amputee.
Amputee? Really? Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Okay. And you say blind girl? Well, you both are wrong. It was a deaf girl, actually. It was a deaf girl, yeah. And she was probably the hottest deaf girl, deaf girl in the world.
Seriously.
No, actually, I don't know if you guys had this at your high school, but at my high school, we had a whole separate school that was on campus, but they, like, hung out on the other side of school.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and, well, she was deaf, and she was hot, and apparently she liked doing things, and, yeah, I invited the deaf girl over to my house during lunchtime. I was about 17. Yeah. She was deaf. It was interesting. You guys are looking at me different. Everybody's looking at me different.
Well, no, I
don't think I
should have
said that one. No, I agree. See, I think out of all three of them, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Because she can still see. She still knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but dude, it would be like a buoy in the water, you know, just boing. What are you going to do?
Well, deaf girls, they're just deaf.
Yeah, that's all
they're
not
blind.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like their sense of touch is so much better because they're deaf.
Uh-huh.
And it would be the same thing with a blind person. Their sense of touch is so much better. They learned how to use their other senses. An amputee, so dude, like...
That'd be freaky.
That would be
insane. Disrespect to amputees.
No, none.
But,
you know...
Do you guys know what a deaf girl sounds like when she comes? No, seriously. Do you guys... I don't because I didn't make her come. So, I can't answer that question for you. All right, on to the next. Desi, what do you got, girl? I'm ready. I'm ready, huh, Michelle?
We are. All right. I had a twin, but she died at birth. I was 4 pounds when I was born, and I've modeled naked before.
Ah.
Those are good ones.
Thank you.
Shall I go first, Michelle? What do you think?
You go on first this time, Dusty.
I'm going to go with... See, last time I went with the most oddball one. But this time I'm going to kind of go with the most... Not obvious, because I definitely have much respect for women who pose naked. But I think you pose naked.
I'm going to say that... You were 4 pounds when you were born because you're so petite now. So,
Michelle's right again.
Damn, dude, I'm glad I have you on my team because that sucked. Wow. So you were 4 pounds at birth.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Wasn't I like the size of a shoebox or something?
Yeah,
you can hold me like with one hand.
I was in my hand, and I have a pretty big hand. She could have fit in my hand.
I had to have my diaper specially ordered because they didn't fit me.
She was like a baby doll.
Did you go?
She wore baby doll clothes.
Did you go the whole 9 months?
Yeah.
Wow. No.
What did you?
Yeah. I was just born little. I know. Remember, I came out with all kinds of. I came out with shit on me.
She was a preemie. Wow. She was a preemie. So she was a little bit premature. Maybe like a month.
I had like stuff in my lungs or something when I was born. That's
yeah.
So yeah. I'm okay now, but. That's kind of like why I was
interesting.
Born. Yeah, that's
been a few years
because she had that.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
That
wow.
Yeah.
Damn, interesting. Okay, you learn something new every day. Okay. Michelle, what about you? Let's learn about you.
All right, we're going to switch to the education land for me.
Uh-oh. Let's do it.
Okay. I changed my major 8 times before settling on theology.
Okay.
I'm a product of public school.
Oh, okay.
I was pre-med before I went into theology.
Wow, I'm trying to figure out what half of those words mean.
I'm going to say you changed your major 8 times.
I was actually going to say the same one. Changed your major.
Oh, I did change my major, but not that many times. I was pre-med before I went into theology.
That was my second guess.
That's what I was going to guess, actually, if I was on the other team.
I'd believe it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
So what made you theology? What excited you about that?
You know, just sometimes you just have this random like thing. It's like you just can't explain it, and that's kind of what theology is for me.
Yeah, I never would have guessed theology as a interest for you. If I just met you, you know, like when
really?
if I hadn't heard it on the shows and I met you at the party.
What would
and
you think?
We've just been talking. You didn't tell me you worked at the diocese.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think that you were into church stuff.
What would you think
me
I
neither.
Am in?
Oh, me neither, dude.
I don't know. I just didn't see church. So maybe like teacher?
Well, ironically enough that you say that, My second major, because I only changed my, I changed my major four times.
Okay.
My first major was psychology, and I decided, people, I'm not that nuts. So then I went into English to be an English teacher.
Because that's basically all you can do with English. Exactly. That's an English major. Unless you want to fucking go to Cambodia and teach English.
Yeah, no thank you. So then after that, I went into business for entrepreneurship, because my dad wanted me to. And and then I decided, you know what? I'm pretty good in science. Let me go into this. And then, nope, theology.
Theology, wow. Okay, interesting. You learn something new every day. See, we're going to learn a lot of shit. Robert, what do you got for us?
Oh, boy. Okay.
See, let's learn.
This is from my celebrity reel.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is, I met AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
I met Christina Aguilera after a concert at Knott's Jingle Ball, where I actually won the tickets on the radio.
Okay.
And that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And the last one is, I met Shaq at the mall.
Hmm. Okay. Michelle, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
Because he had the little commentary afterwards about how it was kind of cool.
See, I'm going to go with Shaq, because Shaq is known for just popping up at random places. I think I've seen Shaq at a couple places personally.
I don't even know this one. I kind of think it's two of them, but I know one is true.
Well, that would be the true
one. Well, I thought the other one was true, too. I don't know.
Okay. Dusty, you said
Shaq.
Well, Shaq was at the mall when I was there. Okay. I was in my store, and he was downstairs. He did walk by my store, and I saw him, but I did not meet him.
Okay, so that rules me out.
Okay,
and Michelle, you're Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm. I did win tickets to the Jingle Ball. I did go. I did see her at the concert, but no, I did not meet her.
Oh, wow.
You see, that's why I thought they were somewhat true, because I remember these happening and you telling me these stories.
They're half-truths.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're lies.
Where did you work at when all this happened?
Ritz Camera.
Ritz Camera?
Yeah. The tickets I won at was actually when I was in high school. It was funny because there was the radio station, Kiss FM, was there.
Uh-huh. Was it Rick D's?
Yeah.
Rick D's wasn't there. It was just some street
some
team.
In between. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
And they had like a Wheel of Fortune.
Uh-huh.
And I spun the wheel and won the tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
I did get to go to the concert.
Oh.
I saw Christina, Lou Bega, Train, and somebody else I can't remember.
Huh.
Oh, Robbie Williams.
Oh, okay. Not Robin Williams.
No, hopefully. Robbie.
Oh, okay. Robbie, okay.
The self-groping guy on stage when he sings.
Ah, okay.
Which he did do at the Jingle Ball.
Alrighty then.
No, that was when I was in high school, and then Shaq was at the mall when I worked at Ritz Camera, and actually when I first started working for Ritz Camera is when I met AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay.
It was 2001, 2002? No, 2001. And he had just came out from rehab.
Nice.
And he was shopping in the mall. And he stopped in to get, I think he wanted to
buy a Ritz camera.
He wanted to know some prices on a camera.
He got me a picture and an autograph.
Yeah, I took a picture with him. And
I was a Backstreet fan.
I got an autograph. I do have pictures of that. I don't know where they are. yeah, and I talked to him for a minute. That was cool.
AJ from Backstreet Boys.
This is back when they were popular.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing right now. Shooting up somewhere in Wilshire.
Actually, they're like making new songs, I think.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Are they really?
He's all bald now, too. He's got like a receding hairline.
Wow. They're more like the Backstreet, you know, mature.
The middle-aged Backstreet boys.
Backstreet men.
Backstreet men. Backstreet.
Oh, that would be bad. BSM. Yikes.
The geriatric guys. We'll change it to the geriatric guys.
All right. Back to Dusty's ridiculously crazy, interesting sexual mind.
Oh, shit. Do I need three?
Because you learn more about people in You figure out what type of crazy sexual past they've had.
Do I need three more?
Nah.
Yeah. No, you're good. We'll finish yours.
Let's go. I'm not afraid to to throw it all out there. All right, let's go. The first time I ever got a BJ was in a church piano room.
Good place.
Thank you.
Very pure.
The first time I ever ate a girl out, she failed to mention that she was on her menstrual cycle.
Aww. Oh!
The first time I had anal with a girl, I withdrew my penis and there were corn kernels on the tip of my condom.
No!
That's so nasty. Oh. That one's too far.
I told you,
out.
I'm throwing it all out there. To eat corn. But they can all be true.
That's true.
Yeah. Real shit. Literally, technically, and literally.
Pardon the pun.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
So what do you guys think? Oh, did I get my first BJ in a church piano room? Did I eat a girl's bloody cuckoo out? Or did I experience some undigested corn kernels on the tip of my cock?
Very digested. I'll probably go with the first one.
Which
one?
Okay.
BJ in the church.
BJ in the church. That is the less crazy of all.
I'm gonna say the bloody cooch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would be horrible. The bloody cooch would definitely be horrible. And the anal thing would definitely be horrible. That would be fucking gross. That would turn me off for the rest of my life.
That is bad, is the bloody cooch.
But you're right, Desi. It was my first BJ was in a church piano room at about 12 and a half, almost 13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great.
Are you serious?
Dude, I learned a lot of shit in church, man. That's like the only reason I went was to... You guys know? Do you guys know what goes on in church at youth camps and fucking trips to golf and stuff and fucking go-kart world?
Listening to Sammy's podcast?
Wait a minute. Wait.
I'm telling you guys.
Wait a minute. You're going to love this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
My two little sisters...
got pregnant at church?
No. Age 14 and 15.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
They love going to church.
Dude, they are blowing some
and
dude.
Now you know
they're blowing
why.
Some guy in the back of the fucking go-kart. They love going to church. Think of you at 14 and 15. Did you love going to church? No, you went because your parents made you go to church.
But they recite Bible stuff.
Dude, that doesn't mean
shit. Did you learn?
Choir loft.
Dude, while you were learning how you gotta get blowjobs, were you also learning about God?
I know the book of the Bibles, all the New Testament, all the way through the Old Testament.
Did you learn Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus,
Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Corinthians. Am I right?
Okay,
so far. I'm telling you, dude. I know my shit.
Did you learn that stuff while
Matthew,
you were also
Mark,
getting
Luke,
the
John, Acts and Epistles to the Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians.
Dude, I totally forgot about that song.
Thank you. No, I went to church first.
Well, you know what? Say this. Numinal ultramicroscopic supercilicovolcanoconiosis.
Oh, shit.
You fucked that up.
You got me there. No, you got me there. I can't say that.
Numinal ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
Oh, shit.
Say it.
I can't.
You know what?
No.
Spell it.
I can't. You got me there. But no, I did spend the first 14 years of my life at church, and that's the reason why, because I was getting blowjobs and handjobs in the piano room.
And you learned the Bible stuff while you were getting the blowjobs?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah. I mean, I was like, fuck it. I'm relaxed now. I'll go see what the preacher has to talk about.
They're not going to church anymore.
Yeah. No. And then... Yeah.
No.
I thought it was going to be bad if she asked me if she wanted to go to band camp.
No, dude. Church is worse. I'm telling you guys, church is worse.
Do not let her go to band camp, though, either. No band camp.
One time at band camp.
And this one time at band camp.
For me, it was
I had a flute.
Yeah. That was me. One time at church camp, I got a hand job from a redhead and her fucking black friend ate her out. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was freaky. It was very freaky.
I'm serious. They're not going to church anymore. I'm going to tell my mom about this. I got proof now. I knew there was something weird about it. I just knew it.
Yeah, 15-year-old kids don't want to go to church.
That's what I thought.
They're forced to go to church, and then later they start appreciating it.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes they cry if they can't go.
Well,
now you know why they're crying.
Wow. They cry because they don't want to go to church.
No, because they can't.
They find rides to church. Like, they'll, like, call the friends.
Like, we'll find a ride to a club. They find rides to a church. Yeah, right, they're sucking cock, dude. They're sucking cock, and...
They're probably not even, if they're finding a ride to church, they might not even be going to church.
That's another because thing. What else could they be doing on a Sunday morning, though?
Well, no, but...
You can see, be ditching church.
Sometimes they'll get rides there, and then my mom will pick them up.
That doesn't matter. Because you could say, hey, Mom, I'm getting a ride to church. You get in the car with your friend, you go... And then they just get dropped back off at the church before your mom comes.
Drop me off 15 minutes. Yeah, they're in the hello? Meanwhile, they're sucking black cock. Either way, they're sucking cock, basically. Either way, there's no two ways about it. If they're going to church, they're sucking cock. And if they're not going to church, they're sucking cock. So deal with it, man.
Oh, shit.
Deal with it, dude. They're just...
Well, their cocksucking days are over.
Yeah. No, you're on them. You're on them now. You're on them now.
At least until they're like 52.
We learned something new today.
Yes, we did.
Your cousins are cocksuckers.
Or your sisters.
Sisters. Sisters?
Yes.
Oh, my Jesus.
Now you know why I was so involved in it.
Yeah, no. You really step in, big brother.
I am.
Step in.
That's it.
Wow.
They've sucked their last cock because they just went today.
That's amazing.
Well, it is Sunday, so.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, we've learned a lot about all of us. We've also learned a lot about your cocksucking sisters.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks.
I'm sorry to learn that much about him, but it was very interesting.
I'm sorry to learn that much about him as well.
Yeah. I hope you guys out in podcast land learned a lot about the Oddcast podcast today. We're going to have a couple more get to know you shows. I hope you enjoyed that one. I learned a lot about you, Michelle. Did you learn a lot about me?
Of course I did, Dusty.
Good. I learned a lot about you, Destiny. Did you learn a lot about me?
Yeah, I know a lot about your sex life now.
Scary, yeah. I'm a freak. Yeah. And Robert, I definitely learned a lot about you and your family. And in 3 years, can I meet your sisters since they're 15? Or is that too close to home?
Well, you can meet them at church.
Oh, okay. Even better, even better.
3 years even in better. Church. You got it.
even
because that's
better.
When they're going to be allowed to go back to church.
In 3 years. So yeah. 3 years at church.
Yeah.
Even better. I like that. Thank you all for checking us out. We are the Oddcast Podcast. Stay tuned because it's going to get bigger and better. We love you. Good night.